from big picture concept down to the little details, zooming between strata on a project. Today on StoryPaths. Welcome to StoryPaths, the place to practice thinking in stories for life, business, art, and all of these woven together. Why stories? Because they help us build empathy. I'm Theodore Lowry, your host. I've traveled with stories in many ways over the years, in fiction, nonfiction, business, myth, and ceremony. And I help others work with stories too. This podcast and the accompanying workshops are story weaving labs where we try stories on for size, trim them down, sew them together, and weave entirely new ones. This is the place to practice storying. I host weekly one-hour gatherings to play with the prompts from these episodes. You're welcome to join. See the description for details. Now, in we go. I was just speaking with a friend of mine when she was working in the industry of hotels, guest houses, and such. She had a manager once who had the following conception for organizing people and organizing stages of work. One is the big picture. One is, let's say, a generator, the one who's doing the big muscle work, making things happen. And one is the detail, who, when the bulk of the work is done, makes things look beautiful, arranges napkins into cups, makes sure the tablecloths are all even with each other, that the place smells good, that the place has appropriate music for that time. So my friend's manager spoke of these three stages: big picture, let's call it generator, and details. Generator is actually from the system of human design, but we'll use the word for this same role. So then the question becomes, how zoomed out do you get in the big picture? And how detailed do you get in the detailing? I think myself, I tend towards the big picture role, thinking about stories that we live by, stories that we tell, how they relate with each other, spending time between stories, looking back and forth, realizing that I'm in a story when I do that, or in this case, you could use the word worldview for story. I'm in a worldview, I'm looking at the worldview of an individual or a group, a culture, I'm comparing it to another worldview. So I'm spending quite a bit of time in this big picture thinking. And I was a monk for many years, so I was delving into philosophy, Eastern philosophy. I'm still very interested in these big thoughts. So much so that it can be difficult to bring these into action, bringing these big thoughts into projects, such as this podcast, or books, practices in community, workshops, and so on. And I need quite a bit of space and time to do this kind of thinking. That's a big part of my nature. Another person's nature may be more to carry out an idea that really inspires them. They're not zooming out so much to compare this idea to another idea to another idea, thinking of them as different doorways that they might pass through, different choices they might make before committing to action. Some carry an idea and run with it and put it into action in ways that are marvelous, terrible, and everywhere in between. And of course, in any of these personality type assessments, any one of us is not purely one type or another, but we may have predispositions to one type or another, and we may shift between these types at different stages of a project or in different parts of our lives. So the model is not reality, the map is not the territory, and yet maps are helpful, and I find this particular map to be helpful. Now in this model, those who are involved in detailing a project appreciate being held within the creative limits of what that project is. So in the case of a restaurant, the restaurant is already opened, The theme of the restaurant and the food and the ambience has been decided upon in a general sense. The building with its pillars and floor and roof is standing, and now it is time to decorate. Decorate the walls, decorate the sound waves, decorate the air with scents, decorate with lighting choices. And this stage of creativity is no less creative and worthwhile than the generator stage, where the legalities are considered, the restaurant is opened, the big muscle moving happens. This stage is no more worthy than the big picture, with its thoughtfulness and waiting before making decisions to commit to action. All these three stages and roles are important. All of them are integral to each other, and they can be carried out on macro, in between, and micro levels of any project. So then the question comes, how far do you want to zoom out? How big a project are you taking on, muscling on? And how particular do you want to get with the details? Or if you're working in a team, how far out does the big picture person go? How much does the weight carrier carry? And how much time does the detailer give to detailing? And each of these parts might have many people in them, and people, of course, can overlap. So how far out do we want to go? If it has been decided already that we're going to open a restaurant, then the big picture thinking will be in deciding the theme of the restaurant, the location, perhaps bringing in particular chefs who will bring their special flair to the food, setting up the legal structure of the business. And the middle role, the generator, will be obtaining the food, filling out the paperwork, bringing in tables, chairs, kitchen equipment, and so on. And the detailer will be choosing garnishes and tapestries and sounds. But what if we haven't chosen to open a restaurant? Well, then we can zoom out further. And in this big picture thinking, we may be considering, should I open a restaurant? Or should I open a cinema? Or should I start an app that helps people make these decisions? Or should I make an app that makes an app that helps people make these decisions? So in this big picture thinking, we're considering which option to choose. And I just want to say, in this culture where so many seem more concerned with getting things done than deciding what work we should do, I got to put in my 2 cents and my support for spending more time in this consideration, more time in thought. It's not lazy, it's not avoiding work. This time spent in considering what to do, why, is worthwhile time to invest. And we could go further than that. Instead of which project should I start up, we might go to should I start a project? Or should I become a meditator and become detached from these ambitions of starting projects and making money? Should I learn to be satisfied being an observer, watching this world? And perhaps my contribution will be in writing or sharing with those who would like to hear what wisdom I may have taken in during this slow time of observation, of being present with what is. And I might go further out still, just considering myself a conscious being who can act. And perhaps I go further out still, and depending on my cosmology, I might consider myself to be one with the divine, one with a being who is in the center of our galaxy, or in kinship with the Creator and all other beings in their essential state, an essential state that remains while these beings, while we express ourselves in temporal manifestation in a myriad of ways, from wondrous to horrendous and everywhere in between. And perhaps I will let go of duality and even spectrums with duality on each end. Perhaps I will let go of it all and simply be whatever that being Yes. So now I'm zoomed out as far as I can really think to go. Coming in from there, I start to get into different worldviews, and maybe I'll pick a worldview and come in. And within that worldview, I'll start to meet people and make choices and decide what to do with my life, and I'll take on at this time this particular commitment, this project with these people, and I'll begin to work to carry that out. Let us continue this in the next episode, where we'll dive into the waters of the generating phase of a creative project, the big muscle moving phase, and then into the fine detail phase. And there'll be a great metaphor at the end to wrap it all together. See you in the next. And here we are, resting in a warm cabin at the end of this episode. Now, from what you've just heard, maybe you'd like to spend a moment and reflect on what's buzzing within you. The prompts at the end are possibilities. You might respond by journaling, or by discussing them with a friend or colleague, or with yourself. May they be fruitful for you. Would you like support in crafting a story? I can help. Your story may be fiction or non-fiction, or you may want to hone the stories of your business to be shared in person, in recordings, in writing, in workshops, or in another way. If you would like some help in this, do reach out through the link below for a free conversation. On the website, you'll also find video courses to help you tell your stories, as well as eclectic comics. I host weekly story play shops for premium subscribers on StoryPaths at Substack. So those are a few possibilities on the menu before you. And I hope we can connect in some way. Until next time, happy creating.